Well, the all share traded in the green today, gaining 1%. Industrials ending 0.8% stronger. Resources were up 1.3%, and the financials bucked the overall trend, gaining 1.1%. Joining me now for a look at the day's market moves is Sam Mukorosi, who is from Vunani Capital. Sam, always a pleasure having
you
in studio. So your assessment of today's market's activity?
Yeah, so we saw the rand weaker at the beginning of the day, and that helped push up the resources. So as you mentioned, you know, seeing Sibanye up, Northam up, the Platinums had a really good day. And then towards later in the day, we saw the US wake up and markets both in Europe and in the US stronger. And that gave some buoyancy to the rand, which saw the market pull back a little bit, but still ending in the green. Look, we are having a quiet week. So, you know, South Africans love their holidays. Yeah. And so lots of people on leave this week, but also Asia markets having some holidays as well. So trade has been a bit thinner than usual.
All right. So let's talk about the rand a little bit in the lead up to elections. Asian markets, everybody will come back on Monday, and in that time we'll be in election period. So it might just be a very interesting time to observe the rand and its performance.
Yeah.
What has been your take on it, I suppose, over the past few weeks or so as we get closer to May 8th?
So two important polls came out in the last sort of week or so, giving very different views on where we're going to end up with the election. And that's made the market a bit nervous because, you know, obviously the market hates uncertainty. And so, you know, next Wednesday's election is a big question mark. And so that pulled the rand back. And, you know, we're thinking that the rand should strengthen after the election once there's some clarity. And things should normalize, but that's what's been driving the market last few days. Also, the liquidity is also low because of the uncertainty. Nobody wants to put down heavy positions at this time.
News that caught your attention, be it corporate on the local front or international?
Right. So on the corporate side, we saw MTN announce that Phuthuma Nhleko is resigning as chairman. In his place, Mcebisi Jonas will be chairman of MTN at the beginning of December. So obviously he's a well-known figure coming in from government into corporate. We've seen that recently as well, specifically from Treasury. We saw Standard Bank have the former DG of Treasury come in there. And also they're setting up an international advisory as MTN advisory board. Thabo Mbeki will be interestingly chairing that.
Yeah.
So I think that's to just give them a bit more gravitas. You've seen some of their international operations come under pressure. Nigeria, Iran, through to, you know, what some may call geopolitical issues rather than pure economics. And so you're seeing them get a mix of that stronger political flair at the board level. So the market liked that news, and so MTN's a bit up today.
In terms of share price performance from the date that we got the news that data prices must really fall, we saw on the day Vodacom and MTN a little bit under pressure. Have they managed to at least navigate their way through and ease some of the concerns and get back to the level that we last saw?
So the share prices have rebounded somewhat. I think that the market is saying, you know, this issue's been in the market for a while. ICASA's been making noises for some time. We haven't really seen their bottom lines hit in that issue. The biggest concern with both MTN and Vodacom is really market saturation, and where is the growth going to come from? I think that the threat of reducing data prices is less of a concern. I mean, for you and I, we'd love to see lower data prices as consumers, but I think the market is more concerned about where is the growth going to come from out of these markets.
Speaking of the market, we had the U.S. jobs numbers come out today, and a day or so ago, we had the Fed reiterating that, well, we're not really going to do anything. And the one word that I picked up out of the Fed's press release was transitory, path.
Yes.
And everybody was talking about it. Does this number then justify the Fed's stance that, well, things are not quite where they are? Mm. And this core inflation that you're seeing that is at this level is based on transitory factors.
Yes, yeah. Look, you know, obviously the Fed needs to be forward-looking, the market needs to be forward-looking as well. I think that, you know, with the yield curve in the US inverting earlier this year, concerns are that, you know, is the US heading into a recession? We did see some strong growth numbers recently for the first quarter. So the question is, I think everybody's kind of saying, how quickly is the economy going to step into recession or not? And really, that's what the Fed is concerned about, and that's why you've seen the Fed take a much more dovish tone and cease with the hikes as well.
The stock you liking right now?
Yeah, so we mentioned Platinums a bit earlier.
Yeah.
We're quite positive on the platinum group metals over the long term. We think that, you know, rhodium has been doing very well, but we think that platinum is also going to start to do well in the medium to long term. So our stock pick is Northern Platinum.
Okay.
They had a good day today, and we think that there's still some value in there.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That is Seb Mukorosi, who is from Vunani Capital. The stock you liking right now?
Yeah, so we mentioned Platinums a bit earlier.
Yeah.
We're quite positive on the platinum group metals over the long term. We think that, you know, rhodium has been doing very well, but we think that platinum is also going to start to do well in the medium to long term. So our stock pick is Northern Platinum.
Okay.
They had a good day today, and we think that there's still some value in there.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time. That is Seb Mukorosi, who is from Vunani Capital.